Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. We were studying from the Sefer Shaarei Tohar of Hagaon Rav Shmuel Elazar Volk, Zichrono Livracha, and we're in the eighth volume of the Sefer. We're on page Shin Sadi Aleph at the end of the previous shiur, where we were discussing in detail the inyan of Rodef. We spoke about the notion that maybe Rodef is begeder onesh, and that's where we're going to pick up from. And that this shiur should be special schus for Michiel ben Shalamis and for Moshe Yitzchak ben Malka, Shein Elchana bas Malka, Lebracha v'tzach v'chom v'seidem, Le Nishmas, Maris Esther bas Rav Shmuel, and Lili Nishmas, Rabbi Arman Yaakov Shachna, and if anybody would like to dedicate a shiur in someone's honor, you may contact me. So write to Rav Volk as follows: we're an Os Gimel of this sin. Ulam Biker Inyanim Rodef Ubegeder Onesh Eish L'Ayin. So is Rodef really in the category of an Onesh? So Yesh La'ayin, we have to look deeper into this. It says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Shegam b'katan harodev nitan latzilu b'nafsha, that if you have a katan who's a rodev, you can save the potential victim with the nefesh of the katan, as you can kill the katan. And even ubar, there's a shaila if you're done b'ubar din rodev. Ve'im b'rambam, perak alf menchus secha lechates, now by katan and ubar, you can't say there's an onesh. We don't punish katanim, and we don't punish ubrim. So that would compel us to say that rodev cannot only be begeder onesh. Because if you say it's begeder onesh, then it won't explain katan and ubar. So rather we will say that rodev has these two inyanim. Rodev has the inyan of onesh, and rodev also has an inyan of hatsala. You're punishing the person for being a rodev, and you're also saving the potential victim. V'chein b'katan, af agav shalav bar oneshu, so by a katan, even though he's not worthy of getting an onesh, nevertheless, he is considered a rodev, machmas hatsalas hanirdav. He's considered a rodev because it is necessary to save the near death. Avo b'manshu rodef ubar onesh, efshir shepasach bo kvar inyan shel onesh. But somebody who's a rodef and is punishable, so there he has embedded within him the matter, the concept, the notion of onesh. And therefore an akum, a goy, who's a bar onesh, also has a din onesh. It's not only when a goy is a rodev, it's not only hatzalas hanirdav, but it's also punishing him for being a rodev. And therefore we can say that if efshar latzilo, this is what we discussed at length in the previous shiur, if efshar latzilo be'echad me'ivarav, that if one can save him, the potential victim, by just neutralizing one of the organs of the rodef, one must do so. Why must one do so? Because not because he's no longer a rodef. When you can neutralize somebody, it's not pshat that he's not a rodef. He is a rodef. So why are you taking out one organ and not his whole body? He has this onesh on him. The answer is because of a hitzilu ha'eda. It says that we do everything we can to save a person from a chiyuv mitzvah, shaftu eda, v'hitzilu ha'eda. We do what we can to save a person from a potential chiyuv misa. So that's why, if it's efshar latzila bechad meivarav, you can save him with an organ and not killing the entire person, we are obligated to do so. Now, by an akum, as we explained in the previous shir, this pasuk is irrelevant because of shaftu yedi b'tzila is talking about Jews. It's not talking about goyim. So, as we spoke about, when it comes to a goy, if it's yachol la'atzila b'echad me'evarav and he killed him, the Jew is still going to be pater because he has this onesh, he's a rodef, and there's no v'shaftu eid v'tzilu eid. So memeila, if it's a Jew, you have shaftu eid v'tzilu eid, you have to take out his organ, you have to shoot him in the legs. But if it's a non-Jew, then there's no din of v'shaftu eid v'tzilu eid, and he's running after somebody to kill him, so that gives you the right to kill him first, or the obligation. Either kill him or do one of his organs. But even if one kills him, when one could be matzil bechad meivarav, he's not going to be chayiv the Jew, because there's no v'shaftu eida v'tzilu eida l'gabei akum. It only applies to Yisrael. So by Yisrael he remains a full-fledged rodev, but we don't carry out the punishment of misa because of v'shaftu eida v'tzilu eida, and we save the nirdaf with rechad meivarav. By goy there's no v'shaftu eida v'tzilu eida, so you don't have to go to one of the organs, you don't obligate it to go with the Echad Meivarav, your putter, even if you kill him completely, because he's Rodef Acher Chaveru, we're dealing with an Akum. But if so, if what we're saying is correct, then there's an Afkamina, then an Akum Katan, who's not a Bar Onshin. An Akum Katan, who's not a Bar Onshin. Like the Rambam Paskins in the 10th paragraph of Luchas Melachah Melachah Beis, we don't punish a cheresh shot of a katan because they're not b'nei mitzvahs. So what would the nafkamina be? If a katan is a rodef, a goy is a katan is a rodef, a 7-year-old goy is a rodef, and you can save him be'echad meivarav. So are you obligated to do so? So the Chora, you're right, there's no v'shaftu eida v'tzilu eida, but there's also no onesh. There's also no onesh. You can't punish him because he's a katan. So therefore it could be that you're obligated to take him out with one of his evarim, and not kill him completely. Because there's no heter to kill him completely, because to save the nirdaf, echad meivarav is enough. And as far as his punishment goes, he's not obligated in a punishment. So take him out with echad meivarav. V'lo matzasi adayin mishi yair b'zeh. In Revol Knota, I haven't seen anybody who made this ha'ar about an akum katan. And an akum gadol, your patir for your yochol hatzav echad meivarav. V'lo hitzil. So when it comes to a katan, you have to take him out with echad meivarav l'chora. And when it comes to a akum gadol, if he's a rodef, so then mitzad the onesh, one could actually kill him. And it's not chayav echad meivarav because he's a din rodef. What about v'shavd v'edu v'tzilu v'edu, that din that shayach dafka to Jews? Now, l'chora, there's a stira to what we're saying. Because we see in the Sugin Sanhedrin that Akum be Yisrael, v'akum v'akum, heichas yochal atzilu be'echad meivarav, chayiv. that if a guy can take out a Jew, the Echad Me'Evar, but instead he kills him, or a guy can take out another guy, the Echad Me'Evar, but instead he kills him, in both cases, he's Chayev. Now, according to the Rambam in the 9th parak of Hilchos Melacha, Melacha Daled, Gam Nerag Alavim Lo Tzilo, like the Rambam writes, that if you have a Ben Noach, V'chinim Harag Rodev Shechel Atzilo Bechad Me'Evar of Nerag Alav, Hashem can be Yisrael. That a Ben Noach, first the Rambam says that a Ben Noach sharag nefesh afilu ubar me'imon erag olav, he's chayiv misa for abortion, and also if he kills a treifa, nerag, chenim harag rodev shochel atzil bech me'arav nerag olav. So akum ba'akum and akum b'Yisrael, if the guy could take out a Jew Bechad Me'Evarav or Rodev and he kills him, or he could take out a Goy Bechad Me'Evarav and he kills him, so he's Chayev. It's Chayev Misa. Mashen can be Yisrael. And if Yisrael could take out the Goy Bechad Me'Evarav and he kills him, he's Pater. Now, if we say that the whole Indian of Yachalatza Bechad Me'Evarav is only a din because of Etzilu Aida, and by an akum it's not shayach, so kusi b'kusi amaye chayev. Why is a goy b'goy chayev? Why if a goy can take out another goy be'echad me'evar, a rodev, and instead he kills him, why is he chayev misa? There's no v'shavtu eida v'tzilu eida. So on one hand, this goy, the goy the rodev, is chayev misa because he's a rodev, he has an onesh on him. And on the other hand, we don't have to take special measures to save him because there's no special din of Etzilu Ha'ida. So why, if a guy kills him, instead of taking him out of Echad Me'Evarav, instead of saving through Echad Me'Evarav, why is the guy Chayev? He should be Pater. Because he's saving the Nirdav's life, and this Rodev has a Chiyuv Misa on him. He's an Onesh. So there goes our thesis. The Nimtza Shaharig Rodef Mamish, Vamaye Neragal, why is he Nerag? He's killed in a Rodef. Elevadei Muchach Shagam Be'akum Ikadino Shiochal Atzila. So it must be that even by a Goy, there's a din of Yochal Atzila Bechad Me'Evarav. That if a Goy can take out another Goy, if a Goy is a Rodef, so if somebody can take him out Bechad Me'Evarav, the other Goy can just shoot him right in the legs, he's obligated to do so, to neutralize him. He's not allowed to kill him. And it's not also Vitzilu Eida because Vitzilu Eida doesn't apply to Goyim. So if so, Haji Kushi L'Duchta, the question reasserts itself. Why then, if a Goy does it to a Jew, don't we say that at least it's Aser? If a Jew Stam kills a Goy, it's Aser. It's Aser to kill a Goy. So why, if a Jew kills a Goyish Rodev, when he could be Matzel Mecha Me'Evarav, why don't we say that he's being over on an Isser? Just like killing a Goy, where he's Chayv Misa Bidei Shamayim. See here also, he should be Chayv Misa Bidei Shamayim. So why doesn't the Rambam tell us that din, that if a Jew could be matzil bechad me'evarav when he's talking about a rodef akum, then it's also for him to kill him? The Rambam only says it about a Jew, kol ha'yochel, in Hilchos Rotzeach, perek alef halach yigimel, kol ha'yochel ha'atzil bechad me'evarav, be'ev me'evarav, v'lo tarach b'kach ha'letzil b'naf shal rodef, harei ze shef yichdom chayev misa. Aval ein beizin me'em misa masa. This is chayev misa, beizin doesn't kill him. But why doesn't it say anything about a goy? If a guy isn't allowed to kill another guy because he's Efshel Hatzel Bechad Me'Evarav, so why is a Jew allowed to kill the goy. We can't say it's because Vitzilu, right? Vitzilu doesn't apply to goy. We proved in the previous shir that the Rambam holds Yisrael Bakusi, that if you have a Kusi who's a Rodev, and you have a Yisrael who wants to protect the Nirdaf, so if he kills the Kusi, the goy, the Rodev, he's Pater Lagamre. He's Pater Lagamre. Even if it's Yachal Hatzel Mecha Mevarav, why? Just like a goy is not allowed to kill this other goy, because it's Efshel Hatzel Mecha Mevarav, the Jew also should not be allowed to. So, my nafkamina ben Yisrael lekusi v'kusi lekusi. So, suggests revoke as follows. V'efshu yesh lemar al pima shekosafti lamal, sheyesh berodev beis din. Could be, like we said earlier, that a rodev has two din. One is hatzelas hanirdof, saving the one who's being pursued. And number two, it's an onesh on the rodev because of the etzem maiser redifa is considered a maiser etzicha. It's an onesh. The very fact that he's running after him is like killing him. It's a very serious aver to run after somebody. We spoke about that in the previous year, just lifting up your hand to give somebody a hakah. Hakah es misa is like is already a terrible sin. So running after somebody to kill him is already a maiser etzicha. Now, it's hard to say this about a Yisrael HaRodev, that just running after someone is already considered like a Maiser Etzicha. He hasn't done anything yet. But it's easier to say it about an Akum, because we find that an Akum is Nena Shafilu Al Machshava. Ayin Bechinuch Mashakos V'Binyan Lav De Losachmo Be'Akum. V'Raheir Mizeh B'Sefer Chemdis Yisrael. So Ben Noach is the Metzuvah and Lo Sachmod because it's included in Gezel. Chinuch mitzvotov tes zayin, and of course in the minchas chinuch lamed ches. So by a goy we're more likely to be mechayev, or mechayev him and lo sachmod because it's a harchaka from the Yisra of Gezel. So you can say that lo sachmod the ikur is b'machshav. And here, the Yisra tzich is maise b'foal. So yeah, b'machayev a goy and lo sachmod because an Yisra is b'machshav. Even though by a Jew it's an Isser Sheva Maisa, it's not until he does a Maisa. So even if you say a Goy is Musar on Los Achmot, so maybe it's only until he does a Maisa. I don't know, maybe the Minchas Chinuch says that he's Musar even without taking it. And the Minchas Chinuch in Lamed Ches Ches. There in the Minchas Chinuch he says, V'inei Lav Zeh Kol Shisom Atsubin Allah Bab Nashim Bavodim Kol Lam Sheva Torah. So it's also in women, it's also avodim. Everyone's mitzvah in the law of lo sachmod. V'ovrim chomed is a davar mishe Yisrael. You're over if you're chomed, something that belongs to a Jew. V'nir apashtim chomed migoy ain't over b'lav zeh, ki reecha k'sivu mutegoy, it's a lo sachmod. Eish is reecha, so it says reecha is m'mayit goy, like we see in a number of places in Shas. Vachanami, see here also, it's m'mayit reecha. It's m'mayit a goy, excluding a goy. V'af gezel gomor yivur l'kamon di yeshitosim Yisrael musar al shul goy. Even by Gezel Gomor, there's a machlokas we know in the Gemara, if Gezel Akum Zasser or not. Ve'alav ze vade eno musr t'chsib l'recham ze pashut, it's pashut, he's not over by a goy. And then the Minchas Chinuch goes on to talk about a goy. Ve'en rav v'mechar v'lekamon, parash v'eschan etofta zayin gabi lav v'losav, v'kosav z'chob b'ayol v'mitzuvah ma'alav. Everyone's mitzuvah. To one of me Gezel, im ken v'kolshken da'alav ze, du v'maise, the mitzuvah na'alav ze. Oh! The goy is mitzvah and losis ave, even if it's not with a maisa, so certainly because it's an anaf of gezel. Certainly this lav which is with a ma'isa. Tzarchin olav mechavadim din ala kamam lokas of kan boilem atzuv malzeh. So why does Menachas Chinuch wait until los isave to tell us the secret that a goy is mitzuvah? Why does any rabbi tell us here? Okay, so it's even goy kamoso. So Rav Volk brings down this opinion of lo sachu and lo sisave. I don't know where he's going with it, to try to prove that by a goy we're more machmir and machshava. By a Jew also lo sisav or machmir machshav. But Akopana, what he wants to say is that ba'akom harodef nechshav haradifa k'maiser etzicha. V'shapri yesh lechayv ol etzem maiser haradifa. Now etzem maiser haradifa already going to be mechayv ba'akom, even without him actually killing. So by rodef we have two dinim. May I tell us hanirdaf? And on a shala rodef machmas she'etzem ma'aser redifa chashuv k'ma'aser etzicha. There's to save the nirdaf, and there's also that the very running after him is considered he's punished for it, and it's considered like a ma'aser etzicha. And sometimes we're more machmir and akum than we are to Jews. So it could be that dafka by an akum who's a rodef we're going to be given this punishment. But by a Jew, it's dafka mishum atzolus hanirdof, that one can obviously argue about. We need to bring proof for that. Yesh lomer shakol rak mishum onesh ha'arodef velo mishum atzolus enu shalekh chiv al Yisrael ha'atzol sakam mishum bikoch nefesh avi im akum rodef akum v'akum acher hu amatzil yesh lomer shesh bo chiv la'atzol gal pnei atzolus hanirdof. So when a guy is running after another guy to kill that guy, so the Jew has to kill the rodef because it's an onesh on the rodef for being a rotzeach. Because it's an onesh, it's a ma'isa haradifa, is already gives him this punishment of being chayv misa. As we discussed in the previous shiur, that it might well be that there's also an element of onesh involved. So if there's an onesh involved, so when it's a guy running after another guy, so we have to give him his onesh. He's running after him, he intends to kill him. So he's already chayv misa. Just for that, the mice of running after somebody to kill him, he's already chayv misa. For a Jew, maybe he's only going to be chayv misa when he actually does the mice. But for a guy running after him to kill him, maybe he'll be chayv misa. So a Jew has to save the other guy, because it's chayv misa, but not mishum hatzalas hanirdaf, because the Jew has no chiyuv hatzalas hanirdaf. The Jew has no chiyuv hatzalas nefesh of an akum. But if an akum is rodef an akum, and then so you have three goyim here, an akum is rodef akum, but akum acher hu amatzil. Yesh lomer shesh bo chiyuv lahatzal gam pnei hatzalas hanirdaf. So here we can say that there's a chiyuv to save, even because of hatzalas hanirdaf. Sheakum chayv hatzalas akum chavero. He's a goy. Is chayiv to save his fellow guy. So there's going to be the inyan of onesh, and there's also going to be an inyan of hatzala. So we pass in the yachal atzil becha mevar v'en matzil benafsho in ala to kill. So that's only if the holding of rodef is mishum atzil chavera. So since it can be matzil becha mevarav, so it's like there's no nirdef here. He's not considered a rodef. So we can say that's the difference between a Jew and a guy. Yisrael, the whole din of Atzel is because of Onesh, Bishul Atzel Ma'aser Adifa, Bechiv Lahatzel is Hanir Duff, he doesn't have. Therefore, there's no din of Yochel Lahatzel Bechel Mevarv. Because that's a din only if the Chiv is Machmas Atzel is Chavero. But an Akum is Mechiv Lahatzel Akum Chavero. So he is a Chiv even to be Matzil, the Nir Duff. So then there's a din of Yochel Lahatzel Bechel Mevarv. Because if he's already saving him, so just save him Becha Mevar. So even though Mitzad the Onesh Shala Rodev Hayetzarach Lios Patron for the Yochel Atzel Becha Mevar, nevertheless he's Chayav because of the Chiv Hatzel is Mechadish Adin of Yochel Atzel Becha Mevar. So again, like this, when a guy is running after another guy and the Jew is the savior, So if it's Yachal Hatzel Bechem Eivarav, he can kill the guy because he's an Onish Misa. Even if it's Yachal Hatzel Eivarav, it doesn't matter because the point here isn't to save the Nirda. The point here is to give him his Onish Misa. So the Jew gives him his Onish Misa. Even if it's Yachal Hatzel Eivarav, if he kills the Rodev, he's going to be off the hook because he gave him his Onish Misa. But when it's a guy running after another guy, and the guy is the savior, so the guy, Lechora, has to save his fellow guy. So if he has a din that he has to save, so if it's Yachal Hatzel Bechem Eivarav, so this is Mechayev him now to save however he can, to save in a non-killing way if he can. So if he can save him, Bechem Eivarav, he's no longer such a rodef, according to the Rambam. That if it's Akum Ba'akum, it's Yochel Hatzel Bechem Eivarav, so in the case of Akum, the Rambam maybe holds that he doesn't have a din of a rodef, because it's Yochel Hatzel Bechem Eivarav. When it's a Jew who's standing on the side watching, so then he doesn't have a din of saving the Nirdaf, he just has the din of Onesh, so then he can take him out completely. But when it's a guy who's watching, when a guy is the third party, so he is a din of Hatzalah. Oh, Mitzin Hatzalah, Yochel Hatzal Bechem Eivarav. If you kill him, you're going to be Chayev Misa. He's not allowed to kill his fellow guy. He has to take him out with one of his Eivarim. Because that possibility of being able to Hatzal Bechem Eivarav is Mechadesh, that he doesn't really have a din Rodef anymore, this guy. Meaning he's not Chayev Misa as Rodef. Because Efshel Hatzal Bechem Eivarav. The moment Efshel Hatzal Bechem Eivarav is no longer a Rodef. And then a guy who kills him will be Chayev Misa. We'll stick with the guy. If by a Jew, he's going to be Pater. If it's Yochel Hatzal Bechem Eivarav, I mean, he's going to be Chayev L'Shamayim. Like the Rambam Paskins. But he's going to be Pater Bidei Adam. Because B'chol Zot, we view this person as having a... as being chai, as if a Jew is running after a Jew and it's Efshel Hatzal Bechem Eivarav, and a third Jew goes and kills the Rodev, so he's going to be chayv misa l'shamayim. He's Yochel Hatzal Bechem Eivarav, so what'd you kill him for? He's going to be patur bidei adam. But when it comes to a goy, they were going to be more strict. They're going to say, oh, you could have taken him out Bechem Eivarav, and you didn't. Chayv misa bidei adam. So the kitzer, be Yisrael akol nimdarim ad Rodev b'lechot. By a Jew, we just look at the Rodef. Because he doesn't have any Indian with saving the Nirdaf. He just has to take care of the Rodef. So, if it's Yochel Hatzal Eivarav and he killed him, so the Jew's going to be off the hook. Because he was carrying out the Onesh on the Rodef. But Ba'akum, that he is a Chiyu of Machmas Hatzalas Chavero, so there we measure it based on the Nirdaf. And if he has a din, he has a din of Yochel Hatzal Bechad Meivarav, and if he doesn't, instead he kills him, he's going to be Chayev Misa. And when it's a Jew running after a Jew to kill him, so then we look at the Rodev, we look at the Nirdaf also. So one end is a Chayev Misa on the Rodev, possibly. He's running after Chaver Lahargo, but we have to save the Nirdaf. So save the Nirdaf by one of the Evarim of the Rodev. But if he doesn't, then he's Chayev Misa L'Shamayim. Why don't you take out one of his limbs? Why don't you kill him if you could have taken out one of his limbs? And if you don't say there's an Onesh when it comes to Yisrael for just running after him, all there is Inyan of the Tzal of the Nirdaf. The Tzal of the Nirdaf could have been done Bechav Eivarav. What'd you kill him for? So for killing him, it's Chayev Misa L'Shamayim. When we're dealing with a guy, we just look at the Rodef, and the Rodef is Chayev Misa. So we don't look at the Nirdaf that we can save the Nirdaf Bechav Eivarav. We just look at the fact that he's Rodef Bechav Eivarav L'Hargo, and the Jew's going to be Pater L'Gamrei for killing him. But if it's a guy running after a guy, and a guy is watching, then the guy who's watching has to save his fellow guy. So if he's going to kill, the Rodef is going to kill him, and there's no way to save him Bechav Eivarav, so then he has to take him out completely. But if it's Yochel Hatzal Bechem Eivarav, so we say to him, why didn't you take him out Bechem Eivarav? Why'd you kill him completely? That Yochel Hatzabecha Me'avar, when it's a guy running after a guy, sort of diminishes his Rodef status. And therefore, for killing him, the guy gets killed. Because he should have taken out Bechad Me'avarav. So that's a possible mahalach in the sugya, but we still haven't explained where do you get that an akum is chayav la'atzolus akum chaveira. So for that, we're going to have to wait till the next year. If please God, we should be zocher to get there. These are very, very, very deep in yanim. There's a lot more to say, a lot to discuss and argue, and we should be zocher to do so. Amir Tashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.